you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair.
Everyone loves you.
We're glad you're here.
We're glad you're here.
We're glad you're here.
Fellowship's sweeter,
knowing you're near. So good to see you. I hope that it's clear.
Everyone loves you.
We're glad you're here.
You're welcome in this house. This house is the Lord. Feel the excitement. There's something in store. Where two or more gather and raise up his name.
He's promised to
reading from Philippians chapter 2, verse 4. Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, March 6, 2023. Joining me in the studio is Marianne Simpkins.
Hello.
Our editor-in-chief, our co-host, and Dean Hull, financial consultant with Thrivent. And I wrote down three things, Dean. I want you to introduce yourself, introduce Thrivent, and introduce the upcoming legacy planning for individuals with special needs that is coming up on Thursday, March 16th, coming up in 10 days. So begin with, how would you like to introduce yourself? I've known you as a friend. I know you as a great volunteer. You've assisted in a number of things. You've helped underwrite some of our costs. That great news media sign, you and your Thrivent team helped purchase that. We appreciate you. I know you're a free agent for Jesus, and you serve in a lot of ways. But tell us a little more about yourself.
Well, Mark, I've been with Thrivent for 18 years now. It's been a real pleasure working with an organization like Thrivent, where we are a fraternal organization of Christians, and we come together to work with God's people to help them financially in any way that we can, through anything from products, through fee-based planning, and as we'll talk about today, I specialize in helping families with special needs plan out their future so that they make sure that they don't risk any of their state benefits that they may receive when they get past the age of 18.
Now, you mentioned 18 years with Thrivent, but what did you do before then?
Well, before then, well, I farmed for 10 years, and then I drove a semi for 12 years.
Oh, wow.
So a big change from those two careers. So I have a very good rapport with the more blue-collar clients that we deal with.
That's great.
But again, I really enjoy helping families with special needs. It's been something I've been doing since 2017. Of course, COVID years kind of slowed things down on that. So we're really looking forward to doing this workshop with you again. We did one last year, had a lot of success with that. A lot of great questions from those families that were there. And we are still working with some of those families. So that was a very good. We love the opportunity to come here into the radio station and do it right here. It really gives us that good partnership as we work together.
Now, did you see God leading you in these three different career moves? And as a follower of Jesus, I know you're active in your church, but how did you see God's hand in some of that?
I spent my summers on the farm with my grandparents since I was 6 years old, and I loved farming. I was going to do that my whole entire life. But God had different plans for me. I did that for, like I said, for 10 years. I really enjoyed doing that. After I got out of trade school, I have a degree in diesel mechanics. So I did that until God called me to do something different. And I did that for my family, again, driving a truck mostly locally. But it gave me the opportunity to take time for my family when my kids were younger and be able to be more active in my church because I had a little bit more of a set schedule than with farming. If anyone does farming, they know that you don't have a schedule during certain parts of the year.
Yeah.
And then with Thrivent, again, being an independent contractor, I can set my own schedule. So it's been able to keep my hand in my congregation. I've served for over 25 years in different aspects with my congregation.
That's great.
And before you introduce Thrivent, many of our listeners are somewhat familiar with Thrivent because we have the Thrivent spot. There's a daily one-minute tip, and we've had you on other times. But do a shout-out for your church. What have you appreciated, how God's grown you there with that congregation?
Currently, I go to Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Danville, Illinois. I have been a Lutheran my whole life, went to Lutheran schools. I think that's the biggest thing that I take away from the Lutheran Church is our education programs. Mm-hmm. With the way things are going in the public schools today, I think parochial schools can really be advantageous for our young families. I know there's a lot of people that do homeschooling. That too, with a biblically-based curriculum, I think they can really make a difference in our society going forward. But that was the biggest thing for me. I went all the way through high school to the Lutheran school, and my grandfather was very influential for me, and I think I've mentioned that before. You know, he says if you're a member of a congregation, and you should be, that's part of your stewardship is going to the voters' meetings. All the stuff we don't like to do, being involved in boards and and helping out the congregation and different activities and stuff, that's just your job as a person who is a member of a church.
Oh, that makes me think. That's really a good word.
Now, Marianne, after we prayed up the program, you had done a shout-out or two to Dean about Thrivent and your experience and what you appreciated about it. So say something about that, and then we're going to have Dean introduce our listeners to a more fuller understanding of what Thrivent is all about. But what did you like about it?
Well, ever since I met with you, Dean, regarding the birthday celebration. When was that? What year was that, Mark? I don't know. 20th birthday, some years back, like 5 or 6 years ago.
2017.
I was very struck with the underlying premise of Thrivent, which is helping people help others. And Thrivent itself helps many people. And I'm very impressed with that.
Yeah, Thrivent, again, we are a fraternal organization of Christians. Started out as a Lutheran life insurance company back in 1902, so we've been around a while. But as we've changed our mission over the years, we have been a lot more impactful in different areas of ministry. We have been very impactful in different denominations and non-denominational churches with the fraternal benefits that we can provide through our members. Thrivent Action Teams, those of you who are Thrivent members know how to use your Thrivent Action Teams, your Thrivent Choice dollars that you can give away, you can direct to charities every year.
And we've had both either donations earmarked towards Great News Radio or Good News Radio, Inc., and we've also had the Action Teams where people have helped assist us from purchasing music for the Singing Men of GNN or putting on a training for our Prime Lifetimes publication to providing some desserts for a gathering that we had to helping and assisting in various ways. So I appreciate all the Thrivent members that have either earmarked funds that they've earned towards our ministry or those action teams that have been instrumental in helping cut our costs or providing the refreshments or the supplies or helping with a specific task that we wanted to achieve.
Yeah, and I just encourage all of the Thrivent members to remember to do their Thrivent Choice dollars. For those of you out there and didn't realize it, you have until March 31st of this year to designate your Thrivent Choice dollars from last year. And then if you're a benefit member and you have two action teams that you can use every year, for every member has those opportunities. So
yeah, and I think there's different members that have those potential two different $500 cards. And I think only like 2,000 or 3,000 actually use it. So, so many of you, you could have an active role, whether it's at the local soup kitchen or the Crisis Pregnancy Center or Great News Media. You can use those. And I certainly would walk you through some of the things that you could do for our ministry. There's just a lot of ways you can use it and get involved. And that $500 goes a long way towards supplies or costs or refreshments or different things that can be purchased to further the ministry. Because it has to go towards a charitable cause, towards something that's educational or helpful for the community, because Thrivent really wants to see those used in a beneficial way.
Yeah, and it really helps get Thrivent's name out there, too. I mean, let's
We get the great t-shirts. That's I love it. I think I have about seven. I have the red one, the blue one, the black one. I love it.
One for every day of the week.
Yeah. And they're really comfortable. And everyone on the team gets it. So one time we had, they provided like 50 of the t-shirts for all the singing men of GNN. We got a picture of everyone wearing the Thrivent shirt. So.
Well, I've been impressed with Thrivent itself giving so many resources to like the hurricane victims and things like that.
Yeah, again, our corporate office, when they see a need in our communities, no matter where it is, I use like the hurricane down in Houston a couple years back. Thrivent matched $3 million of donations. So if you were a Thrivent member and donated through the process that we use, the corporate office would match that up to $3 million. Again, we've done it for Sandy, I think Hurricane Sandy when it hit New York. So there's a lot of things. Earthquakes, tornadoes, they help even at Gifford. When they had the tornado at Gifford, we got some money to help support that local community. Mm-hmm. So there's 2.5 million members. So there's a lot of action teams out there.
Yeah, and I was talking just my 80-something thousand, I think, was just Illinois or this area.
And then if you add it all up with Thrivent's impact throughout our whole country and the world with what we do, we give away about $200 million a year. I think that's pretty impressive.
It is very impressive, and we've been recipients of your generosity and your personal hard work. I still have those great pictures in my mind of Dean running around with that shopping cart.
Oh, me too, me too. I was going to talk about that.
It was the best dressed, you know, we have a board member that we always call one of our best dressed volunteers, but Dean
Darryl,
with his long sleeve white shirt running back and forth.
I was sitting on the steps there at Lincoln Square, and you guys were all on the stage, and it was the big production. It was grand, and right behind the curtain part of the hallway, the big hallway at Lincoln Square, here comes this person with this big shopping cart, busy picking things up, doing things, putting signs in it. I'm like, who is that? I'm like, oh my word, that's Dean Hall.
Yeah. Well, I had my tie on. I was dressed.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. Best dressed volunteer that night. Well, we're excited about the upcoming Legacy Planning for Individuals with Special Needs. It's happening here at the Great News Media Center at Marketplace Mall in Champaign, located right between Lens Crafters and Old Navy. But don't look for us inside the mall. Sometimes people are walking around the mall and say, well, I see Old Navy, but I don't see Lens Crafters, and where is their door? Well, we have our own private outdoor entrance. So when you park at the east side of the lot and you see Lens Crafters and Old Navy, we have our own entrance and just come right in. But we'll be gathering at 6:30 p.m. on Thursday night, March 16th. But we really need the RSVPs called into the Thrivent office by March 13th. So you basically have about a week to call that in. So, Dean, what can people expect? Why has this been titled Legacy Planning for Individuals with Special Needs?
Well, as you know, Mark, people with disabilities in our country are some of the most vulnerable people in the world. I mean, any country, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
And the whole purpose of this workshop is to show people how they can set up their own financial plan to care for those people and not just rely on government programs. Yes, the government is there to help them for a certain amount of time or for a certain amount of money, but we can actually allow families to, or show families how to provide above and beyond what the government provides and not risk losing the government benefits. If anyone's ever worked with Medicaid, you know, you're only allowed to have so many assets. You're only allowed to have so much income. So there are ways that have been provided through legislation that we can do things that can help protect those families' benefits and be able to provide for them a lifestyle that the family would prefer that they have, not just what the government allows them to have. So there's some pretty cool things that you can do.
And I like one of the things that I've learned, because I've attended a number of these, that not only do you give some strategies and tips and recommendations, but you emphasize the importance of doing this planning, this preparation before a crisis hits or somebody's hospitalized or there's a tragic need suddenly presents itself. And if you've had conversations and you've talked this through and you've planned for it, it's always the best way.
Yeah, and here's the most important part. Even if you don't come to the workshop, I'll give you a little tip today. I did a workshop in another town, and I had 17 families there, and I asked the first question, and which I ask at most of my workshops, is how many of you have your will and power of attorney done? Now, this was a workshop strictly for families with special needs children or special needs adults, and not one person raised their hand.
Mm-hmm.
That's the worst thing that you can have, because you're allowing the state. Once that thing happens, you're allowing the state to make the decisions for you. So I encourage everyone, whether you have special needs family members or not, get in and get your wills and power of attorney documents done, because that's the biggest risk you have, is allowing the state to make decisions for you. They may not be on the same page as you are.
Yeah, good advice.
Anyway, that's the kind of thing that we like to at least start with, is where are you and your family? How can we help you take that next step to make sure that they get what they need for the future?
You start with the basics and you go from there.
Yep. And, you know, God takes us all home at some point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If everything's in place when that day comes, you don't have to worry about those family members.
Yeah.
So, Dean, how would somebody register or find out more information? Now, the location we've already mentioned a few times, it's here at the Great News Media Center in Champaign, and it's happening on Thursday, March 16th, and you require a request, an RSVP, by March 13th. But do they call? Do they go to a website? What's the best way to register or find out more information?
The easiest way to register would be to call my office. That's 217-819-4646. Again, 217-819-4646. That's the easiest way to do that. I have fantastic staff that will take your information. The purpose of the registration is so that I have enough material for everybody when that comes. And we might have some snacks and stuff here for you. So I want to make sure we have enough for everybody. The other thing is, if you go on thrivent.com and look up East Central Illinois Group, you can see a link there to the activities that we have going. And if you want to send us an email through that with your registration information. But again, calling the office would be the easiest. That way Dawn can get, or Jennifer can get the information we need for that workshop, all the stuff that we need to have for reporting purposes. 217-819-4646. Again, 217-819-4646.
Well, I just want to say thank you, Dean, because I feel the idea of a special needs person being adrift with no one to help them or things not in place, and I know some families can't help that if that happens, but you offer a service that is, to me, incredibly vital and God ordained to help people.
Well, special needs families are probably one of the most underserved segments of our society, just because people don't know where to go.
Yeah.
I have a chartered special needs consultant designation, so I've taken some extra classes to deal with strictly special needs planning. There's not very many of us across the country.
Is that right?
Yep. And we have some great resources at Thrivent. I have a colleague out in Ohio that is phenomenal with this. So if we run into something a little bit more complicated than I'm used to, we can call her in. She has her own special needs consulting business. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to get this area of planning moving forward, because it is such a big need. When I took my class, it was reported that 1 in 68 children would be somewhere on the autism spectrum.
Yeah.
And when I was talking to my colleague in Ohio, she says it's closer to 1 in 20.
Mm.
So again, this is going to become more and more prevalent with people, that we need to make sure we're doing the proper planning so that those children are taken care of.
Gotta take
care
of those kids. Mm-hmm. So if someone can't come to the seminar, can they just call your office directly to make an appointment with you? Or
yeah, they sure can do that. Yeah. Again, call the number 217-819-4646. 217-819-4646. And I'd say that a lot, Mark, because you make me.
Well, I was here for the last gathering. In fact, I was back and forth. I was here to greet everyone that came in and mentioned our bathroom in the back and the refreshments and so forth. And then we had our prayer gathering, which is happening again that same night. In fact, we appreciate our friends at the Salvation Army. So while you're hosting the workshop, the Legacy Planning for Individuals with Special Needs, on Thursday, March 16th, We'll have our prayer gathering that comes the first and third Thursdays of every month at the Salvation Army just across the street, just east of us, east of the mall. And so we'll be gathering, but I'll be here to welcome anyone that comes and gets set up. And so that'll be at 6:30, and then at 7 o'clock I'll be across the street, and then I'll be coming back and forth just to make sure everything's coming together. But if you want to be a part, you want to learn more about legacy planning for individuals with special needs, call the East Central Thrivent office. Dean Hull is there along with a great team. Dial 217-819-4646, 217-819-4646.
So, Mark, I think that it would be wonderful if you would read that Philippians scripture again that we started with.
Yeah, and you picked that out, Marianne, and it fits so well with your heart, Dean, for individuals, really individuals of all ages and all abilities. But Philippians chapter 2, verse 4 is, each of you should not only look to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. And then I like the next verse, your attitude should be the same of that as of Christ Jesus.
That's a hard one. We're working on it.
Yeah, we're all working on it
every day.
But
yeah,
it's a great goal.
Yes, it is.
You know, Jesus always holds the bar so high that we can never achieve it, which is great because then we have to lean into him or rely on him and not think we can ever do any of it on our own strength.
It's not about being perfect. It's about keeping going.
Yeah, keep going. Well, thank you, Dean, for your service to our community, to this ministry, to your church, to your family, and to Thrivent, which puts on these great workshops that I think are very helpful. They provide strategies and information, and you usually have handouts and links for people to go for additional information. So if you have someone in your family with special needs, maybe it's a child, maybe it's an elderly parent or grandparent, and you want to know more about legacy planning for them, come to the workshop on Thursday, March 16th, but please RSVP by March 13th by calling 217-819-4646. 217-819-4646. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Marianne Simpkins, and Dean Hull with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.